The Kaufman Desert House. In 1946, Edward Kaufman commissioned Richard Neutra to design a winter vacation home in Palm Springs, California. A decade earlier, he hired Frank Lloyd Wright to design his renowned Falling Water House. Kaufman's son wanted Wright to design the Palm Springs house as well. However, while still an enthusiast of Wright's work, Edgar wanted a lighter feeling than their Falling Water home and felt Neutra could deliver. The site for the Kaufman Desert House was positioned southeast of a high mountain range, with views opening eastward towards the desert landscape. The lot was roughly 200 by 300 feet, and at the time was barren, with very few surrounding structures. Today, a suburban neighborhood surrounds the house, and the lot is almost entirely enclosed at its perimeter by tall shrubs. As you approach the house from the south, you walk through two piles of desert boulders toward a site gate. A handsome southwestern profile composed of vertical stone walls and floating metal planes sits just beyond. From this angle, the structure looks more like an open-air desert pavilion than a home. Next, you're directed towards a long covered walkway. A large sandstone wall on your left guides you toward the entry door. The house doesn't have a grand entrance. Instead, there's a slow procession that leads to an understated door. Many architects used this common strategy, notably Neutra's mentor, Frank Lloyd Wright. After entering the house, to the right is the dining and main living spaces with views eastward out to the pool. Northeast of the living space is the primary suite, slightly offset from the central access to provide privacy for the bedroom and open the view for the living space. The northern wing of the house is two guest rooms with an open-air patio. The patio has since been enclosed. The western wing is the staff bedrooms and kitchen. From the street, the house looks beautifully layered with floating planes that rise in elevation as you move west. The highest roof provides cover for the gloriette. At the time, two-story homes weren't permitted in the area. Wanting to capture more views at a higher elevation, Neutra designed the gloriette as an open-air perch on top of the house, covered by a roof and shading devices on two sides. Integrating outdoor living spaces and balconies was a consistent theme in Neutra's past work. The gloriette is accessed through an outdoor flight of stairs that touches down in the central courtyard. The plan of the house is often described as a pinwheel layout. The stone walls radiate out from the center of the plan. The plan leaves spaces for the courtyards on the periphery of the plan, creating a system of privacy appropriate to the specific occupant in the space, hosts, children, guests, servants, etc. The living and bedroom spaces are organized around a circulation system with terraces, courtyards, and walkways that tie the arms back into the central living room and serve as paths, allowing different social groups to interact within the center of the house. Neutra's work is notable for its ability to blur the boundary between inside and outside. In the Kaufman House, this is done with walls that run from the interior to the exterior, clad in the same stone material. The stone was a buff-colored Utah sandstone, laid in an ashlar pattern. This technique allows the eye to travel from the inside to the outside with minimal interruption, visually connecting the two spaces. Neutra also used a similar floor material on the interior and exterior. As you cross the glass door threshold, you'll not detect a material change. A radiant floor system was installed on the interior and exterior floor slabs. This allowed home inhabitants to walk from the interior to the exterior without sensing a temperature change on the floor. They'd feel as though they were on the same surface, even after crossing the glass line and over to the exterior hardscape slab. The design and construction of the Kaufman Desert House fell at an exciting point in American history. The war moratoriums were slowly lifted as World War II ended, but relatively strict building regulations remained enforced. Due to the house's high bid price, these regulations nearly cut construction. However, Neutra was able to find his way around the restrictions by breaking ground on the foundation a few days before the official enforcement. The project resulted in a total cost of nearly $300,000, surpassing the current single-family residence average of $40,000. The Kaufman House's success can't be attributed to the talent of Richard Neutra alone. A portion of the success should be credited to the photographs of the home taken by Julius Shulman. Before the invention and widespread use of photography in the architectural industry, people had to visit buildings to see and experience them. As photography became more available, magazines, publications, and printed media became the primary way people would consume architecture. The first publication of the house occurred in the L.A. Times on June 15, 1947. Julius Shulman's photographs, mainly the dusk shot from the southeast overlooking the pool with the mountains in the background, allowed people worldwide to view the house. The large amount of publicity surrounding the Kaufman House constituted a turning point in the marketing and consumption of architecture and lifestyle. In October 2008, the house was listed for sale for $12.95 million. The house still stands today and is considered one of the essential pieces of 20th century architecture, among projects such as Fallingwater, Robie House, Gropius House, and Gamble House.